And now, the life of Mary Southern. A young widow, charming, attractive, but penniless and alone in a strange city. Alone because some deep-rooted instinct tells her she must go forward to meet a new life in new surroundings. Feeling, too, that her children are her responsibility and that she must provide a home for them through her own efforts. This is Mary Southern, a woman of real courage. Because of her desire to help herself, she's made new friends in the city of Craig's Falls who are anxious to help her. While Dr. John Benson of Sanders is urging Mary to abandon her search for a job and marry him, her new friends, David and Father Brady, are planning more constructive help. Yesterday, they discussed the possibility of caring for Mary's children at the nursery of the neighborhood house till Mary succeeded in finding a job. It is late afternoon of the following day. David hurries down the hall of the neighborhood house and knocks on the door of Father Brady's office.
Come in.
Hello, Father.
Say, I just found your message. Good morning.
Hello there, David.
Where's
Mary?
Oh, she's not home yet. I left word for her to meet me here.
Father, did you talk to Reverend Chalmers and Rabbi Nathan about Mary?
Yes, we had a long talk last night.
Yes?
As you know, the nursery is badly overcrowded.
Yes, yes, I know.
But Dr. Chalmers and Rabbi Nathan feel as I do. That we won't turn away any title. That we won't turn away any man, woman, or child who's in need of help. I told them Mary's story. Told them I believe it will mean her salvation, having her children near her while she's struggling to find herself.
Yes, and what did I say, Father?
They said we'd have to make room for Mary's children.
Oh, gee, this is the best things I've had in years. Can we bring this way here right away, tomorrow?
I don't see why not. The two beds we need will be here in the morning.
Father, did you have to buy beds for Mary's children?
Our financial situation isn't sound enough to buy anything. The Reverend Chalmers is donating a bed from his attic. Rabbi Nathan is contributing a bed from his guest room, and I'm supplying a mattress.
You know, when I see men like you getting together and spending the last pennies and all your time helping other people, I feel so useless, so unnecessary.
Nonsense. You've been doing your share of helping other people lately.
Oh, I haven't done anything that came to you for help, for Mary. But I am going to help you with the boys' club, Father, if you let me.
Well, we need all the help we can get, David.
Okay.
We have great plans for this neighborhood house. We want it to be a real community center for everyone in the city, of every race and creed. But let's take one thing at a time. Mary is our immediate problem.
Yes. Okay, I hope she gets here soon. I came here to hear the good news.
I don't forget there's someone else who must be consulted before we bring Mary's children to Craig's Falls.
Dr. Benson?
Yes. He's Mary's physician and also a friend. We must talk to him before we can consider the matter settled.
You mean we can't tell Mary today, Father? You want to wait until we've talked to Benson?
It might be wiser. I'd hate to raise our hopes and then have something go wrong.
But what could go wrong now, Father? Dr. Benson can't possibly object when we tell him the children will be well taken care of.
No, I don't see how he could refuse to send the children here.
No.
We know we have two extra beds for the nursery.
Well, then can't we tell her now? It'll make all the difference in the world. There's Mary now. It was all right to tell her, Father.
Yes, I think it's all right, David.
Come in.
Did you want to see
me,
Father Brady?
Yes, Mary. Please come in.
Oh, hello, David.
Hello, Mary.
If you personally told me, he'd be here.
You say, yeah, you better sit down. You're all in.
Yes. You didn't tell me about this.
Oh.
I don't believe I ever appreciated a comfortable chair before.
Don't you think you should take this job hunting a little more easily at first, Mary?
Oh, yes, Father, I'll get used to it. In time. And I must make every minute count.
Say, did you have any luck today, Mary?
No, David, no luck. But I had an amazing experience.
Yes.
I also read in the paper for a general houseworker.
Houseworker?
Yes. And the lady of the house told me she never trusted young, pretty servants. She said they always feared with her husband stole her clothes and jewels.
No, that's not my idea of comedy. You should have slapped her face.
She slammed the door in my face before I had any chance.
Mary, do you think you're strong enough to do general housework?
Oh, yes, Father. I know I find strength to do anything I have to support my children and to have their mother.
A strength born of courage. David, when's the biggest time you told Mary our news?
I had a hard time not mentioning before you.
Yes, Father Brady, not bad news.
No, indeed. David and I have an idea you found it very good news.
It's been so long since I've heard good news. Well, what is it?
You tell her, David. It was your idea.
What, my idea? Say, I couldn't have done anything about it without your help.
Well, won't you please tell me what it is, David?
Mary, I wanted to tell you yesterday, but the nursery was so crowded and I didn't want you to be disappointed.
The nursery?
But it's all settled now, Mary. Father Bailey has arranged to get 2 extra beds for the nursery, and that means your children can come here to Craig's Falls and be taken care of until you find a job.
Your children here?
Yes, Mary. If you will trust us to look after them.
If I trust you. Do you mean that my babies can come to Craig's Falls too?
Our 2 new beds will be moved in tomorrow at the latest. So I see no reason why your children shouldn't come tomorrow too.
No. I can't believe it. Oh, Mr. Harder, thank you. You and David have been so good to me. I don't deserve this.
No, you deserve everything we can do for you.
No, David, I don't. But I'm so happy. You don't know what it means to know that Susan and Jimmy will be near me. To be able to see them every day.
We know what it means to a mother to have her children with a nurse.
I'm ashamed. I was so discouraged today that I was feeling sorry for myself.
It's only natural for you to be discouraged at times, Mary. That's why David thought you should have your children here while you're looking for a job.
I don't see how I can ever change anything.
Come in.
Father
Bailey,
excuse me.
Miss Shelby, come in. I'd like you to meet some friends of mine. This is Mary Southern and Mr. David Drake. This is Giuseppe Antonelli.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Excuse the pleasure, Father, but I got a proper friend to club it. I call the back
smart. Oh, no, Giuseppe, please don't go away. I'll go.
Oh, sure. It's time we were leaving anyway.
Well, do you want to talk with me privately, Giuseppe?
No, I'll talk right enough, Father. This ain't a private club. All the medicine, they hear my little babies crying all day long. And they say, go to Father Brady. My wife told me the same thing before they take her away in ambulance.
Is your wife sick, Giuseppe?
Oh, sure. Lois is a pretty sick father. First, I see her cook a dinner, just like always. And then she fell down on the floor, and the doctor is sent to the hospital. That was 3 days ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, Giuseppe. I'll go see her tonight.
Then they say they keep her in hospital a long time, Father. Lois, she told me I gotta bring my baby here to you.
Oh, your baby. Every day you need to take care of him with a wife in the hospital, Giuseppe?
No, lady. I give him a food all before I go to work. And I guess I'm not feed them like the rest of them because they cry all day. They're not smiling no more. So I bring him here like a Rosie safe, Father.
You brought them here? You mean you want us to take care of them in the nursery till Rosie's better?
Yes, sir, Father. Rosie says she won't get well if I don't bring the babies to you. You keep them, Father.
You say that he knows, you say?
Sure, maybe. I bring him in a baby carriage. I leave him in a hall till I come and speak with the father.
We'll find room for them somehow, Giuseppe.
Oh, thank you, Father. I guess I better go now.
Well, I'm coming in a minute, Giuseppe. I want to see your baby.
No, sure, maybe. Sure. I wait outside in the hall. My wife is going to get well quick when I tell her, Father Brady, do you know to take care of the baby?
Father Bailey, Giuseppe's baby must have these 2 extra beds when he's going into the nursery.
I'm so sorry about this, Mary.
Yes, but they were for your children, Mary.
David, Giuseppe needs help far more than I do. His wife lying ill in the hospital. And that great big clumsy man struggling to take care of 2 little babies. Why, my troubles and worries are nothing compared with yours.
You're a fine, unselfish woman, Mary.
I know, and I said I've been terribly selfish, Father. Worrying and feeling sorry for myself because I'm separated from my children. From now on, I'm going to remain my blessing. My children are well cared for. I have good health. And 2 of the truest friends a woman could want. Why, I'm really the luckiest woman in the world. Now, please stop worrying about me, and let's go see what we can do for Giuseppe's baby.
A gallant speech by a gallant lady. Giuseppe's unexpected need of help has dealt a crushing blow to Mary's hopes of reunion with her children. But she accepts it without whimpering. Life of Mary Sutton. The dramatic story of a young widow who sacrifices security to follow a difficult and unfamiliar road into the future. Mary Sutton is presented each weekday by the makers of Arpana toothpaste. Have you ever seen a pretty, charming child, say a little girl of 10, who gave promise of great beauty, and then, just a few years later, have you seen her again and, well, been disappointed, almost shocked, because dingy teeth had ruined her smile, killed her chance for the perfect beauty that you were sure she would have? Don't let that happen to any of your children. Teach them to help protect the beauty of their smiles now and in the future by using Arpana. I-P-A-N-A, Arpana toothpaste and massage. Arpana does two things to help make smiles lovely. First, it cleans teeth, helps make them bright and flashing. No toothpaste you can get does that job better than Arpana. But the second thing that Arpana does is even more important. Used with massage, Arpana actually helps the health of your gums. And never for one moment forget this important fact. Healthy gums are the very basis of bright, good-looking teeth and the lovely smile that goes with them. So see that every member of your family uses Arpana with massage. Set an example by massaging your own gums with Arpana every morning and every night. Here's how easy it is. After brushing your teeth with Arpana, massage a little extra Arpana into your gum wall. That stimulates your gums, peps them up, sends good, vigorous circulation through those gums of yours. So your gums tend to get firmer, stronger, your teeth brighter, your smile more entrancingly lovely. Is the care of your smile and the charming, lovely smiles of your children something you can afford to neglect? Can there be any reason for neglecting them when it's so easy to get Arpana and use it with helpful massage? Decide right now to buy Arpana at your druggist today.